to the near post. Messi to the net. Ramel Kiyonko now. Here's a Hunter. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise. La Pantanita. It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, and away we go. A tremendous spirited Houston Dynamo effort last night. We're going to break that down in full tonight. We're going to want your calls on that. 713-780-3776. Aaron Raybould after the blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman. In control, at Mission Control, at the Gow Media Studios. And, of course, I am at the home studio here tonight where I've been for the last half a year. Hard to believe it's gone that fast. Uruguay and Chile right now in the 54th minute. It is now 1-1. Luis Suarez had taken Uruguay out to a 1-0 lead in that one. It's a game where Chile is dominating a little bit of the possession in this one, but it is now all of a sudden 1-1. Trying to find out who the goal scorer is for Chile. Man, does it irk you that you're not able to watch these games without pay-per-view? South American World Cup qualifying is off the rails. It's already started for 2022. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN is the number. And a big hello to all the 92.5 listeners now involved as well and able to listen in to Soccer Matters. A lot of soccer fans out in that Katy area down to Baytown. So we welcome you to the show. It's every Tuesday night generally at 7 Central. This week preempted because of playoffs. And here we are on a Thursday ahead of the Houston Dynamo Miami this weekend. We've got South American World Cup qualifying going on. We have friendlies all over the world going on. And then we've got a ton of Major League Soccer. And it's going to get crazy in Major League Soccer in October and into November because the games are condensed. There's going to be people getting injured. There's going to be people with frustrated short fuses. There's going to be great goals. There's going to be crazy games, kind of like last night's Dynamo game. There was an element of off the rails to that last night, but there was also a very good element of collective spirit, team shape, and a lot of other things. We're going to go through the Dynamo players one by one tonight and talk about their performance. By the way, it was the first time in six games that the Houston Dynamo scored the game's first goal, and that was after Requate had hit the post for FC Dallas. So the Dynamo doing some things differently last night. We'll get into that. Some of our guests tonight now. We've got a couple of really interesting things tonight, and I think Dynamo fans are going to be really excited about this. Deporte Total USA, which is a good friend, Jorge Clara. It's Victor Ariza did an interview, and as you know, Victor works with this show as well. They did an interview with Mateo Bajamic, the new Argentine coming from Instituto. And it's about a five-minute spot, so we're going to run that. We might run that at the end of this first segment here or maybe at the beginning of the second segment. We'll have Marco Maric on the show as well, the Dynamo goalkeeper last night. I don't know if you remember, but Requarte tried one from the halfway line, and he was scampering back. Tremendous footwork to get back and then make the play look very comfortable, to be honest with you. A lot of times you'll see goalkeepers scrambling back. They might make that play. They'll crash into a post. They'll careen into the net. Now, he had a beat on this all the way, and you'll notice that he was running sideways, so he could look at the ball and continue to get back towards goal. This was a magnificent play in a lot of ways from the perspective of a goalkeeper, so we're going to ask him about that tonight. It was very, very exciting. Josh Wolf of Austin FC, he is their new coach. Now, look, we have to be very clear on what's going up and going on in Austin. We're going to have a third Major League Soccer team in this state. There's going to be tremendous competition. They're going to set the bar higher. They're doing a lot of amazing things. They've got a lot of local ownership and a lot of things going on there. So it's only going to add to the excitement for everybody. So road trips up and back, you know, hopefully when we get through all this COVID, we'll have fans traveling. But I think it leads to a wonderful thing. And I think the general consensus is Austin fans are like Houston fans. They can't stand Dallas. So from that perspective, you might have an ally up there if you're a Dynamo fan. But you're not going to have an ally when it comes to game day. So, Josh Wolf, talented coach, has worked with Greg Berhalter, U.S. assistant. Excellent player in his day. Movement and mobility personified. One of his assistants is Davey Arno, the former Houston Dynamo assistant coach as well. Bree Vasali of the Houston Dash, ahead of their game in Orlando tomorrow. Bree played at Pepperdine, played over in England as well, getting her taste of the NWSL. She played for West Ham United in England. We'll talk to her about playing over there. We'll talk about kind of the new spirit, the new definition, the new culture that James Clarkson has led the way on with the Houston Dash as they play Orlando tomorrow. Former Newcastle defender Warren Barton. I mean, we're going to chat about these crazy results, okay? 7-2 Aston Villa over Liverpool. We're going to talk about Spurs absolutely crushing Manchester United, who had a penalty in the first 29 seconds. Warren's always excellent. So we'll have Warren Barton on the show as well. And as I mentioned, Marco Maric will be on in segment two. But there's a lot of time here for your phone calls tonight. So Houston Dynamo fans, I mean, step up to the plate a little bit. If you've got something to say here, you have an opportunity to do it. So let's start with the Dynamo. Meanwhile, South American World Cup qualifying goes on. Tonight, there's been a lot of international games. We'll get you up on some of that. We're now in the 58th minute, and Chile and Uruguay are tied at one. Excuse me. You know, South American World Cup qualifying has to be the most grueling of all of them. I don't think there's any question. I mean, we can talk about CONCACAF, but just to echo what Dario Salas said on the show when it comes to Copa Libertadores, well, it's the same thing here. The nationalistic country against country, it's really defined in South America. So how about this? Luis Suarez hit a penalty in the 39th minute for Uruguay. They were up. Alexis Sanchez in the 54th for Chile. So that's what we got right now going on in that World Cup qualifier. All right, let's get to the Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776. Chime in at any point. Agree, disagree with what I'm saying. 713-780-ESPN. RIP to Eddie Van Halen of Van Halen. We're going to play some of their music tonight. Unbelievable guitar player. Saw Van Halen a number of times. Just off the charts. Remarkable. And then also, what went under the radar was the great Johnny Nash also passed away. A song I Can See Clearly Now. Streaming at ESPN975.com. All right, so the Dynamo 2-0 winners last night against FC Dallas. Much needed win. Dynamo hadn't won in five, hadn't won since September 5th. Still in the playoff hunt. With this win, they now go over the line into the final playoff spot in the conference, ahead of Miami on Saturday. Miami will not have Rodolfo Pizarro. They will have Gonzalo Higuain, who will be there and just scored a spectacular goal for them after that spectacular penalty he drove up into the 50th row. So Dynamo get the 2-0 win over Dallas. That makes it even sweeter. Tremendous collective effort from all involved. Now, if you watch the game, Dynamo had a bit of a shaky start, could easily have conceded the game's first goal. They came out in a very differing system, a 4-2-3-1 under Tab Ramos, based on suspended players like Matias Vera, Minor Figueroa, the injured Memo Rodriguez. So you're going to have to go game by game, I think, now when it comes to picking your team, because now you've got more challenges in Miami, but you'll have some fresh people coming back. So, I mean, I think what stuck out here was this was a tremendous collective effort. I mean, the fight and spirit right through the end, I think everybody took that away from this game. Just impressive, let's just say that. Very impressive. Past Dynamo teams in recent years would not have had this kind of backbone. So after a shaky start, McCarthy hit the post. Bad giveaways in the back. A couple of things that made it look very nervy. The Dynamo then take the game over, and they get the game's first goal through Darwin Quintero. Now, this was a great moment here, because in this 4-2-3-1, Tab Ramos made it explicitly clear to me that he wanted Darwin Quintero playing as a number 10 and to stay central, not be in that free, loose role that we've seen him in a lot in the 4-3-3. So what does that do? That gives you a direct line to Mauro Manotas, gives you a direct line to goal being in there. And, of course, then he's got targets in front of him to play to, like Ari Lassiter and Manotas, who he played off a lot during the night. So from starters to who came off the bench, everybody contributed. Everybody contributed. So 20th minute, they get the first goal. It's a tremendous, tremendous mental moment from Ari Lassiter, who sees the time to press, seizes and wins the ball. And then, with his hips really facing the end line, his hips aren't even facing in towards the penalty spot, he swivels and whips his ball into the feet of Quintero. And it's a spectacular ball. It's spectacular. It's as good as the finish. And you have to go back and look at it because you have to look at where his hips are and how he really had to swivel to make this pass and how quickly he did it. And Lassiter was playing on the left now with his left foot, which gave the Dynamo width and penetration, and that's another thing that Todd Ramos wanted. So that's 1-0. And then, horror of all horrors, Mauro Manotas goes into a tackle, exposes the bottom of his feet, and he gets sent off. So the Dynamo, you know, have to go with 10 men in the second half. We interview Todd Ramos coming out of the locker room. He says, right to Cindy Bourbano, he says, two lines of four, Darwin Quintero on top of the two lines of four. We're going to have to fight. This can be a galvanizing effort for us. And that's what it ends up being. I thought Todd Ramos did a great job. And this is where we have to really give credit to a staff and a coach. Their changes with Christian Ramirez coming in the game and their change with Nico Hansen coming in the game was very timely. It came at a good moment. They needed some energy. Nico Hansen brought that in a very big way, and Ramirez was a part of the goal, or a part of drawing the penalty, which ultimately would be converted in the 83rd minute by Darwin Serén. Talk about hitting a great penalty. Whew. It was ice cold. So 4-2-3-1 system, instead of Vera as the lone kind of deepest traditional defensive player, they decide to go with Boniek Garcia. And Boniek Garcia is back there, and he's paired, Boniek Garcia is paired with Darwin Serén. So those two guys kind of play in the axis, protecting the back four. Now you have a lot of changes. You also have Alejandro Fuenmayor coming in. Gets an early yellow card. Had a couple shaky moments early, then he recovered, played very, very well. And then you also had Jose Bezama, who I think is a question mark to a lot of us. He's not as big a question mark now. He had a good game last night. So let's go to Marco Maric. He was solid, recovered beautifully on that halfway line effort from Recorte. I think he was commanding and confident. He had a vigilant group in front of him in the second half. No question about that. Good handling, good dealing with crosses and crowds. Now, look, sometimes sending off defines your tactics. And I think from a weird way, nobody wants to go down a man, but in a weird way, this really clearly defined the Dynamo tactics. They knew what they had to do. And I would love to know what went on in that locker room. We might ask Marco Maric at halftime. But the way they played in the second half to get out of there with a full 3 points and needed 3 points, a galvanizing 3 points ahead of Miami on Saturday, it was a big deal. It also allowed Alejandro Fuenmayor and Kiki Struna to become more comfortable because they're more comfortable defending deeper with people next to them. In the 4-3-3, you are going to get caught in numerical situations where you have to come out of the middle. If you remember, Alejandro Fuenmayor as a center back came out of the middle in this game, didn't get there on time, and drew a yellow card early. Not the best thing that can happen to a center back, right? Having to play a game with a yellow card. Because you do want to kind of keep that in your back pocket for a moment when you need to. But I think this defined the role of the two center backs, Fuenmayor and Struna. Struna had his best game of the year for me. Blocking shots, heading balls away, organizing, playing in that low block. This was up his wheelhouse. It's a little different when those guys are having to defend counterattacks and transitional play. Because that is part and parcel of the 4-3-3. And I think that's why we should relish in the fact that Todd Ramos and this team are putting together a team that's going to play a proactive, attacking style of soccer and that they're going to believe in that. I don't think we want to watch a team sitting in a low block. I don't think we want to watch Nashville. You can tell me it's effective. Alexi Lalas can tell me there's beauty in it, whatever. There's no beauty in it for me now. There is a beauty in it when you're up against the wall and it's not something that you normally do. And you have to adapt to it in order to come together as a group and finish a game off like we saw. But I want to see teams open and attacking and the basis of their play proactive. And I think that's what we have here with Todd Bramos, and that's good. Adam Lundqvist, excellent energy, work ethic, played his heart out, needs, I think, in the future to get more assists. He's got to validate all this effort and work with crosses that put a check next to his name that says he's got an assist. So I hope that can be added. But he played his heart out. All those runs and crosses that he makes, and he makes more than others because he's just a fitness machine. He's off the charts box to box. And I saw some people criticize them going, why? I mean, 713-780-3776. 713-780-37. Why would you criticize him? He's helping you control that side of the field. But like I said, he's got to get more assists. Boniac Garcia, what can you say about this man? I think he's 36. The effort, fantastic. Throwing himself in front of shots. I don't know what he's drinking. I want some of it. He was wonderful in this game. This is his new role, is to start on occasion or to come off the bench and see games out with all that amazing experience. But both him and Darwin Serén had to kind of replace Matias Vera in this differing system of 4-2-3-1. Now, Darwin has had a 180-degree turnaround this year. He's one of the leaders of the team. Hit the penalty. Ramirez was going to take it, you remember. You may be wondering why he didn't get to take it. Well, he stepped off the field to get medical attention, and that's why Ismael Elfath, the referee, told him he couldn't take the penalty. Penalty was ice cold. That's great. You can point to the penalty and all that. I think his diligence, his work, his intelligence, and his emotional control. Last year, he was emotionally on edge like a lot of Dynamo players, and I put that down to other things and other factors. This guy, man, has played tremendous. His leadership's important, too. He's a winner. He's a fighter. He's been good with the ball, too. He's in a good zone. He blocks shots. He closed people down. All these little things, you know, you have to really be grateful for. The guy's putting in these additional efforts to block and close shots down, prevent crosses from getting in, you know, doing the diligent work, closing people down, you know, sprinting 10 yards to push people back. That's it. Sam Junkwa got a goal in his debut against Sporting. He was another that has now proven himself out to a manager. Oh, yeah, there's some Van Halen. I was going to say I don't want to go home, but I am home. There's nothing I can do. All right, we're going to take a break here. We got more to come. Quick word here for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. I thank them for being the presenting sponsors of the show. John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. If you get in an accident, car, boat, motorcycle, you might drive an 18-wheeler or work in a refinery, John and his firm, call them, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, bilingual.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm Tyler Adams, and you are listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
Good win here from Lassiter. The high press pays off. Here's Quintero to make it. What did he do? Fantastic goal. The pressing game works. Lassiter to Quintero, and Darwin Quintero gets his sixth. The Dynamo are up 1-0, and for the first time in six games have gotten the game's first goal.
Giroud with the goalkeeper off limits. So it's a beautiful goal. How fitting that he should have his say on his big night. His 100th cap, capped with a glorious goal. A celebrated centurion and a natural-born goal scorer. And now only Thierry Henry has bagged more goals for France than Olivier Giroud. The big striker draws level with the great Michel Platini in second spot in Les Bleus' all-time scoring charts.
So Argentina and Ecuador, 7:30 tonight. Again, a game that's pay-per-view. Man, bummer that we can't see that. You heard Tyler Adams there. Alex Mendez of Ajax, Chris Richards of Bayern Munich. Now, these were all Americans in the Champions League. Gio Reyna at Dortmund, Zach Steffen at Man City, Weston McKennie at Juventus, Pulisic at Chelsea, Sergiño Dest at Barca, Conrad De La Fuente at Barcelona as well. Pretty remarkable. The array of American talent now playing at big clubs. And how will this pay off in the 2022 and 2026 World Cup? Big news, because you'll be able to watch Marco Maric listen to the call of the Dynamo Miami with your hometown broadcast this Saturday at 4 o'clock when the Dynamo take on Inter Miami. So Soccer Matters is going to present the radio call of the Houston Dynamo and Miami Saturday. All you have to do is tune in to 92.5 on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and we will call a game for you, and you'll get a hometown call on that. Speaking of hometown, right now, Marco Maric, Houston Dynamo goalkeeper, joins us. Marco, thank you for coming on tonight.
Hello. How are you?
Good. So it must be a great feel after last night. What a great collective effort from everybody, including yourself.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was an important win in the right moment for us and for the supporters and for the city.
So the locker room at halftime, you guys, there was a little stumbling early on. You guys collected it. You were taking the game over. You got the game's first goal on a beautiful goal. What was the sense in the locker room after the late sending off of Mauro Minotas? Because, you know, you guys were really, I thought, the better team at that point when that happens. And now, boy, things are changing very differently now because you're going to have to play the second half with 10 men.
Yeah, the focus was just to keep the shape good in the defense, to push each other through these 45 minutes and to hold on the clean sheet, the zero in the back, and just to don't let Dallas to score an easy goal. So it was a lot of motivation in the dressing room. We all knew what to do. I think we did a very good job in the second half. Congrats to the team, to my teammates, to everybody. I think it was a very good effort from everybody.
You said push each other, and I saw you pushing a lot of players and doing a lot of talking. You're handling crosses. You're pushing people out to put pressure on the ball. I mean, you were really, really active in your penalty area amongst all of this. This was a real time for you to shine, and you did. Anything you could add to that?
No, I say this often. I just do my job. This is the job of a goalkeeper. I try to do my best to help my teammates. Yesterday was a hard game for everybody, also for me. So there was a lot of stuff going on, but I'm happy that I could keep the clean sheet in the derby and get the 3 points with my team against Dallas.
Third shutout on the year for Marco Maric and the Houston Dynamo. If you did not see this game yesterday, it was a tremendous collective effort from everybody. They had to play a man down in the second half due to the sending off of Mauro Minotas. They end up 2-0 winners over FC Dallas. So, Marco, a really dramatic moment in the first half. Ricuarte sees you off your line, tries it over the top. When I watch this highlight and I see the replay, you seemed very much in control because you're kind of running sideways so you can look at the ball. Take us through, you know, dealing with that play, because at the end of the day, you made a difficult play, I thought, look very, very easy, because a lot of times you'll see goalkeepers running into the post because they don't know where they are or into the back of the net. You handled this beautifully.
Thank you. First of all, I should play a little bit more offensive as a goalkeeper, so I'm often a little bit far off my line. So I'm aware of it, because here in the MLS League are good players who can score from this distance. So I was aware, especially every time when somebody has a ball open on the midfield line, you have to have in your mind that maybe he can cheat you. But I saw the shot coming in the right moment, so I could place myself to run back to my goal and to take a look where I'm staying. So, yeah, in the end, it was a good save. Maybe it looks easy because everything went in my way and everything went perfectly. So I just tried to be calm and not to stress it, even when, to be honest, when I saw the shot coming, I was like, he hit the ball really good. So I was quite surprised a little bit. But in the end, I just tried to get it out of my goal, and I did it in the end.
Man, it was a spectacular play, and you looked very under control. So you kind of have to run sideways, right, so that you can see the ball as you're going back towards your goal, right?
Yeah, I have to see if it's coming under the crossbar or over the crossbar. But, yeah, sideways, it's a normal goalkeeper shape. Sideways, you're faster. When I would run backwards, I would maybe fall on my back. So I took the right positioning and did the right steps to get the ball out of my goal.
Yeah, it was a spectacular play, and boy, it came at a very critical moment as well. Some of the thoughts about your defenders in front of you, because they were throwing themselves in front of shots, closing people down, doing all this dirty work, and then when they would get breached or crosses would come in, I mean, you were perfect in your handling department.
Yeah, I can just say all the best to Kiki, to Alejandro, to Jose and to Adam. I would say to everybody, we played really good in the second half, and the most important thing was our communication between the players. That nobody left one space for any player from Dallas. We played like a wall, I would say, in the back in the second half, and this just shows how much we have in our team to play games like this, to stay under this pressure, and to could even, like, they had a lot of shots, but I think, like, we did, we had a good control over the game. It was not like that they had open shots or open chances. There was every time a cross who comes a header into my hand, so my guys in front of me did a very good job yesterday.
Well, Marco, listen, thank you so much for coming on tonight. We're going to wish you the best of luck down in Miami. We appreciate you coming on the program, and listen, good luck against Inter-Miami. It would be nice to get that second win in a row, and congratulations on your third shutout.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Marco Maric, goalkeeper for the Houston Dynamo, and we appreciate him coming on here tonight. I think it's their day off, so, you know, even with that, it's great that he's jumped on the program. He mentioned Jose Bezama, and I didn't say anything about him, but, boy, I think that was his best match in a Houston Dynamo uniform. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. Was that the best match you've seen Jose Bezama play for the Houston Dynamo? Because I think there was still a bit of a question mark around him. I thought from a defensive standpoint, I think we know he can attack. But from a defensive standpoint, he did the dirty work. He did the grunt work. He got in on some of the tackles. Aaron, do we have time to slip in the Mateo Bahamic interview? Do we? Yeah, let's do that. Victor Ariza, who we know from Soccer Matters, has done a tremendous job working with the show. He also works with another great journalist named Jorge Clara. And Victor and Jorge scored the interview, this interview here with Mateo Bahamic, who's the new Dynamo signing coming from Instituto in the second division of Argentina. This interview done for Deporte Total USA. Here's Victor Ariza with Mateo Bahamic.
Mateo Bahamic, the newest Dynamo signing, joins us here on Soccer Matters. Mateo, what does this move signify in your career?
Bueno, muchas gracias. No, yo creo que un gran paso en mi carrera para seguir creciendo como jugador.
I think it's a great step in my career to continue growing as a player. Have you been able to watch Houston Dynamo games, and what do you know about your new club?
No, he podido ver no los partidos completos, pero he podido ver los goles y algunas jugadas. No, yo creo que está bien el equipo, ha tenido mala suerte y esperemos que pueda clasificar a los playoffs.
I've been able to watch not complete matches, but I've been able to watch some of the goals and key plays. I think the team plays well, and I think they've been unlucky, but hopefully they will make the playoffs. What do you know about Major League Soccer?
Conozco bastante, he visto algunos partidos y me parece una liga interesante y que se juega a buen ritmo.
I know a lot. I've been able to watch some games, and it seems an interesting league to me that is played at a good rhythm. We saw reports of European offers, including loans. What was it about the Houston Dynamo's offer that convinced you to sign with the club?
No, yo creo que las ofertas de Europa no convencían mucho ni a mí ni al club, y yo creo que puede ser un gran salto en mi carrera ir a la MLS para después poder pasar a Europa el día de mañana.
I think that the offers from Europe were not very convincing for me or the club, and I think this can be a great leap in my career to go to MLS, to be able to go to Europe afterwards. Have you spoken to Tab Ramos, the head coach?
Sí, sí, he hablado con él. Me ha dicho cómo jugaba, que es 4-3-3 o a veces 4-2-3-1. Me ha hablado de esos temas.
Yes, I've spoken to him. He's told me how they play, 4-3-3 or sometimes 4-2-3-1. He's spoken to me about those matters. As a player, how do you describe yourself?
Me gusta jugar por afuera o por adentro también me gusta jugar porque me gusta estar cerca del arco para poder definir y me veo potente, puedo tirar buenos centros, puedo definir bien.
I like to play through the outside or inside also because I like to be close to goal to be able to score. I see myself as a potent player. I can provide good crosses and be definitive. Federico De Michelis on the Todo Dynamo podcast spoke to your youth club, Unión de Morrison, and the president of the club mentioned that one of your particular qualities is that you are very passionate about the sports, about football, that a lot of players are very good at the game. Some of them do it for money. They don't really have that passion. You do have the passion. What can you tell us to piggyback on those comments?
No, a mí me encanta el fútbol desde chiquito que jugamos con mis hermanos, con mi papá. Siempre fuimos una familia futbolera. Mi hermana y mi mamá, que también son mujeres, siempre nos acompañaban, iban a la cancha. Yo soy muy apasionado por el fútbol. Yo sin fútbol no es que no pueda vivir, pero es muy importante en mi vida el fútbol.
I like soccer since I was little. When I played with my siblings and my parents, we were always a soccer family. My mother and my sister, who are women, always accompanied us to the field. I'm very passionate about soccer. Without it, not to say I couldn't live, but soccer is very important in my life. What do you know about the city of Houston?
He visto por internet, he visto fotos. El médico del club que vivió ahí me comentó un poco que era una ciudad muy linda. Y que había muchos latinos que con el idioma no iba a tener mucho problema.
I've seen photos on the internet. The team doctor who used to live there told me it's a beautiful city and there's a lot of Latinos, so I wouldn't have a problem with the language. Is there a date for you to arrive?
La semana que viene aproximadamente, esperemos que ya pueda estar allá.
Next week, approximately, let's hope that I can be there. Mateo, thank you very much for joining us. Last but not least, the floor is all yours. What message do you have for the Houston Dynamo fans?
Okay, espero que pueda jugar pronto para el Houston Dynamo y que puedan gritar muchos goles para mío.
I hope I can play soon for the Houston Dynamo and that they are able to celebrate a lot of my goals.
So that's a great interview there, courtesy of Victor Ariza, Jorge Clara, Deporte Total USA for Soccer Matters. So we appreciate that on the English side. Gives you a little sense into that young man. He's coming to play. He's a passionate man about the game of soccer. We've heard he can do it out wide from a penetrating standpoint. I think that's the appeal there with the loss of Albert Elise, or not the loss, but the progression of Albert Elise heading over to Boa Vista in Portugal. Right now, Uruguay and Chile still tied 1-1. Suarez and Sanchez, that is in stoppage time. Paraguay and Peru are at 2-2 right now. Miguel Almiron playing in that game. Raul Ruiz Diaz, a lot of Major League Soccer representation there. Pedro Galiz in goal for Peru. Argentina and Ecuador has started as well. They're 5 minutes in. They are at 0-0. This is Messi's Argentina returning after being suspended after last year's Copa America for criticizing CONMEBOL. Ben Olsen, DC United, have parted ways, according to Stephen Goff in DC. Details to come. So there you have it. Apparently he's going to remain with the organization. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. We got an open segment. Phone lines are up. Again, the big news, 4 o'clock Saturday. On 92.5 FM, Soccer Matters will present the Dynamo against Miami on the radio. 2-hour broadcast of that game from, it used to be called Lockhart Stadium. It's not anymore in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We'll take a break.
an answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hi, this is Oliver Luck, and you're listening to Soccer Matters on 97.5 with the irrepressible Glenn Davis.
I know that I always say every team is it's a good team, but in this case, it's obvious. You know, they have good players on the field, and I think some results have not gone their way. But, you know, when you look at guys like Matuidi in the middle of the field, and obviously now with Higuain adapting to the league, that's already dangerous enough. And then I think the one that's been really the biggest difference maker for them, which has been Morgan. You know, Morgan is a really good player. I think he's mostly left-footed, but he plays the same with both. He takes, you know, set pieces with both. He gets behind the defense a lot. And he's a real dangerous player to be careful with.
Coming back with Blackberry Smoke, that was Tab Ramos talking about Inter Miami. The Dynamo will play them 4 o'clock Central Time. We're going to carry that broadcast. 92.5. You're going to get a hometown call of that. I'm going to be on the call of that game between the Houston Dynamo and Inter Miami on Saturday at 4 o'clock, and it's presented by this radio show, Soccer Matters. So exciting times. And you heard Tab Ramos, the Dynamo coach, talking about Inter Miami. As Argentina's playing right now, you go right to Gonzalo Higuain, who scored a fantastic goal in the last game. All right, we're going to continue on some Dynamo talk here as well. We'll pick up some scores and keep you abreast of what's going on in South American World Cup qualifying. 11 minutes in, Ecuador and Argentina tied at 0. Paraguay and Peru at 2-2. Uruguay has a 2-1 lead over Chelsea. So they have scored in stoppage time. They're going to take the full 3 points over Chile with a late goal in stoppage time. Man, I would have loved to have watched that. But unfortunately, it's all pay-per-view. It's about $30 a game, I think. We're waiting for Victor Ariza to come on the show and get a little bit of his thoughts in his conversation with Mateo Bahamich. So let's go back to Jose Bizama, because I thought it was his best match in a Houston Dynamo uniform. No question. Best match. He showed us his defensive qualities. He's had some injury problems. He had a broken ankle right before the LA Galaxy game way back in March. He was slated to start that opener. He didn't. So to see him coming back into form, this is a good thing at this time. Also, same thing with Sam Junqua. People maybe didn't even know who he was. Got his first 26 minutes earlier in the year, came on in the game against Sporting Kansas City, headed in a goal, and what do you know? He's in the starting lineup playing as a midfielder. He's really a left back and plays a great game. Does the job that the coach wants. So all of a sudden now you got confidence in a greater way in two guys that have not played a lot of minutes. So then you say the depth of your team is getting better. These guys are getting up to speed. They can be real contributors. And they got the opportunity and they took it. Junqua's aggressive nature added to the midfield and, you know, added to a team that was missing three starters. So again, from a depth perspective, wow, now you got a guy who can play in midfield for you and as a left back, which is his natural position. But it's a great story of perseverance, Sam Junqua. Did about 1,500 minutes down in the valley for RGV last year. He was a draft choice out of Cal Berkeley and produced a good game. All right, the man who did the interview with Mateo Bahamich, Victor Ariza. Also, you know him for his contributions each and every week on this show. Victor joins us now. Hey, Victor, how are you? You there, Victor? Well, I don't know. Is he there, Aaron? Okay. Don't know what happened to him. Well, hopefully we'll get him back. Bizama, we call him La Flecha. And Bizama, I think, again, for me, really went up a bunch of notches. Kind of game that you need, a galvanizing type of game. Tap Ramos also said that the last 2 weeks he's been pleased with Mauro Manotas. He's been getting better. Now, unfortunately for him, he got sent off, so he'll miss the Inter-Miami game. And then he went on to say, he said, you know, I'm happy the team bailed him out, and when he comes back, maybe he can bail us out. So good stuff there. But I think if you listen to Tap Ramos in the press conference today, he's much more upbeat about Mauro Manotas and getting himself back to where he needs to be. And again, I'm going to go to, I don't know what the other problems are with him. We do know he had some injury problems, Mauro, but it is a very different playing style in a 4-3-3 for a center forward. Very different. His back is the goal more. He's you know, not on a full sprint with 30, 40 yards to get into a box with an Albert Elise cross. It's very different. And I think it's actually a good thing for him because I think it can really spread his game. It can spread the possibility and potential of rounding him out in his game. Now, he may get less chances, and he's got to start sticking some of these chances away. I mean, he's got to be like an Alan Pulido. Two chances, two goals. So something to keep an eye on. All right, Victor Ariza, we finally got him here. Was it something I said, Victor?
No, I think Federico, you had Federico on the line, I think.
Oh, is Federico here too?
He's going to try to call back in. Yeah.
Okay, so Aaron, when Federico DeMichelis calls, put him on with us. We're going to have a three-way talk here on the Dynamo. All right, so some of your takeaways on the game, Victor. Biggest takeaway for you?
The biggest takeaway for me is the win, because the result was important to keep the Dynamo playoff hopes kind of on track, especially with the results here, the way the games are all compact. I mean, I know that's kind of the easy thing to focus on, but I think not winning that game would have really set them back and made things difficult. Even though there's still plenty of points to be gained in the following games, but just the Kansas City one, you can kind of wash that one away, because out of the four games that were remaining, the four home games, that was the hardest one. You have to win the rest of them, and we see them be good enough on the road, so I think they can maybe salvage a couple results there, even if it's a couple ties. There's no reason for this team not to make the playoffs, in my mind. And I think they just kind of kept chugging along with that 3 points last night.
All right, let's bring in Federico DeMichelis of Toto Dynamo. Federico, your biggest takeaway on the Dynamo result over FC Dallas?
Glenn, how are you? Yeah, I mean, look, I think it was a big win, and Tap talked about it. Sometimes you need to win like this. You know, you need to show that you can defend as well. It was maybe not the most beautiful kind of win, but it was one of those that for me are worth double. You know, it was an important, a very important victory.
Yeah, a lot of pros and cons in this. The use of differing systems in this, dealing with the absences of a couple of key starters. For me, another big piece to this is Sam Junkwa and Jose Bezama, who I think now are telling us, are showing the coach that he can be confident in them. How about you guys? What did you think of Junkwa and Bezama? And we'll start with you, Victor.
They played very good. The biggest thing, what have we said the past couple of years, right? The depth simply wasn't there, right? In previous years from the outside backs, you know, from the first string to the second string, that was a huge drop-off. Now you're looking, that gap has closed, right? Bazama's not such a drop-off from Valentin. The same thing now. We know a little bit more now about Junkwa and Lundqvist, even though last night he didn't come in directly for him. He came right up front. But you feel a little bit more confident now as far as what their depth is on defense. At least with those positions, we have proven to be really, really important. In the past, like we said, we stressed enough, how is it that this team had a roster and AJ De La Garza was your right back and there was nothing close to him, you know, and once he got injured, we saw what that did for the Houston Dynamo. It just, you know, kind of opened the floodgates. And, you know, luckily Marcus Beasley was kind of timeless and then they brought in Lundqvist. But I think from that perspective, depth, it's a totally different Dynamo built under Tab Ramos.
All right, let's get Federico in here because we're up on a break here in a second. Federico, how about your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I don't know if I was a fan of the Junkwa experiment. I think it's tough for us to analyze it because we don't have the chance to see them every week like we usually do in training, so we don't have an idea of exactly what the plan was. I do understand that he needed some fresh legs and some youth up there to pressure Dallas. That was a very, very difficult team. They have some fantastic players. Ricardo, I think for me, he's one of the very best in the league. And then it's great to see Bissama, playing full 90 minutes, very athletic, very, very committed to his role. Ask the whole team. I believe, it was a big collective win last night.
Yeah, and I think in the case of Sam Junkwa, he's playing in midfield. He's playing a role he's never, he has played it before, but, he's left-footed playing on the right side. He was there, as you said, to bring some youth to the team, some aggression, and I think that lifted others. I think that was a big two games for Sam Junkwa in gaining confidence of a coach and for what he can do. And in the case of Bissama, quite frankly, I get he can go forward. I know he's got that in him, but I think health has been an issue for him, and I think he had to prove to me last night that he could defend and he could get down and dirty when he needed to. Look, you're a South American, you're a Chilean, you better have some chutzpah, right? Well, he showed it last night. So last night to me was a big, big step up for him in this game. So, I think if we're talking differing systems that were played, I think the coaching staff and Fab Ramos get big marks. I think playing a man down for 45 minutes, so much resiliency there. These two guys that really kind of improved their stock. All in all, to me, a big game. Favorite moment of the game? You got to make it quick because we're up on a break. Starting with you, Victor.
Saran hits that penalty, clinches the game.
Oh, I know why you said that, but that was a great penalty. All right. How about you, Federico?
Well, I'm going to stay with the whole team. I mean, the whole game. I don't have a favorite moment in particular. I like to see how intelligent they were, especially Seren and Fuenmayor, even with his play there in the ninth, tenth minute. But to hold the whole match with those yellow cards was really smart and very, 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 very intelligent playing from them.
Well, for me, I would just say that, we're going to see a lot of games like this in Major League Soccer now. I think the schedule is going to be condensed. I think there's going to be a lot of, I think you're going to see injuries. I think you're going to see very differing lineups, at least two or three changes in games now. It's going to be very different to put out a consistent 11. And I think it's going to lead to frustration for some teams. And, I think you're going to see some off-the-rail games, but for an entertainment value, that was five-star last night at BBVA. Federico De Michelis, thank you very much. Toto Dynamo for checking in. Victor Ariza, great interview with Mateo Bahamic, and also for all your great contributions.
Let Federico show you how he got around the pay-per-view for Argentina.
Yeah, how'd you do that, Federico?
Well, I'm just listening to it on the radio. Good old style. There's nothing like it. I still love it.
All right, you got to let me know how you do that because I want to watch the Argentina game right now. All right, guys, we're up on a break. We need to go. We got more to come on Soccer Matters here tonight. By the way, again, the big news, 4 o'clock on Saturday. Soccer Matters is going to present the Houston Dynamo against Inter Miami. We will do the radio broadcast of the game, and you can follow with a local call of the Houston Dynamo and Inter Miami on 92.5 FM. All right, big thanks there to Victor Ariza and also Federico De Michelis. And we roll on here. More to come. Warren Barton is up next. We're going to talk about some of these crazy results in the Premier League. Soccer Matters is brought to you by John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. A big thank you to Lou Stau Vermouth and everything that they do for this show, and all our La Liga updates and our Lusta Vermouth updates. So we appreciate Lustau Vermouth. And then also Hugh O'Connors, my good friends out there on the Katy Freeway. And of course, NB Elite Realty and Nebo Bandovich. We'll take a break.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.